Hello, my dear. So nice to meet you at this global meeting specifically designed for you, love. Today's topic is to attract God's love in our life, in our family, community, country, and the world. You know that scientists find out that human beings could use just 5% of their potential. Another 95 is coming from God. And this is all the miracles about our meetings. We are doing global prayer chain. And open invitation, global circle for all 8 billion plus people, from simple people to president, to do a circle every day. Already 974th meeting row, just building substantial peace, United People Organization towards ultimate global peace in every country, in every community by 2027, building ideal community throughout the world. Establish organizations and empower people, all of them, from people to presidents, to build substantial peace. Not someday, by 2027, already start this irreversible mechanism, and it is settle the God's kingdom, peaceful world in any directions that humanity is developing. So, you are welcome. Stay till the end to receive all full miracles and blessings as we are in direct presence of God at this concrete meeting. God unite us globally. And let's rejoice together with powerful music, powerful quotes, words of God, and powerful prayers and mobilization of the heavenly world. Just subscribe the channel. Share this message to billions. Turn on suggest playlist and listen God's word, sanctify your place 24/7. More blessings is below the video, all the descriptions where you could receive blessings. And let me go with the powerful music. Rejoice! Let's attract God's love in our life, family, community, country, and world.
And live within my heart. Come live.
Aju, 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 so powerful call for God to come in our life. As you know, God is bringing 95% to your love. And today we mobilize heavenly world to raise and uplift love in our life, in our family, community, country, world. Let me go with the words of God from Messiah second coming. These are words from the philosophy of peace, the last words of God. Who should lead world peace? God should lead it. God should lead both the religious realm and political realm. I am advocating United Nations of the religious realm. Furthermore, I'm advocating a woman, United Nations. These two organizations must be created. This is how present-day humanity will be brought into alignment with God's plan. Okay, God have a plan. Don't worry. Everything is under control, and God is building substantial peace. Is going to the Peace 2027. Let me go with our global prayer chain and invite Grace from Uganda to say a powerful prayer for peace. Happy welcome, Grace.
Thank you so much, Brother Nikolai. Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for coming for this prayer. Let's pray. Our beloved heavenly parent, our most precious two parents of heaven, earth, and humankind, good evening. Thank you so much, heavenly parent, for gathering us together as your children to fellowship together, to hear your word, heavenly parent, and your divine guidance, King of Kings. We are so grateful, beloved heavenly parents, for your amazing love, that you have kept us alive, that you have kept on revealing your truth to us, heavenly parent, through so many ways, through science and through faith, heavenly parent. We are truly grateful, and we are so lucky, heavenly parent, and that's why we appreciate this evening that we have the true parents with us who are guiding us, heavenly parent, and giving us all the instructions, heavenly parent, that we require to fulfill our purpose, beloved true parents. Right now, heavenly parent, we are praying for your love. We know that your love is in abundance, heavenly parent, and it's not limited by time and space, and it is not limited to anyone, heavenly parent. King of Kings, we are opening our hearts to feed and drink on your true love so that we can truly have enough to give out, heavenly parent, to those who are suffering, to those who have no peace, to those who are sick, to those who are poor, beloved true parents, to those who have a lot of challenges in their lives, heavenly parent, because when we don't drink from your cup, heavenly parent, we shall not have enough to give out. Please, heavenly parent, accept our request, King of Kings, and fill our hearts with your true love, and fill our hearts with peace, so that, heavenly parent, we can have more energy and more strength to pray for our brothers and sisters who are in the conflict countries, heavenly parent, who cannot sleep, who have nothing to eat, heavenly parent, who are struggling, who are losing their children, their husbands, their parents, heavenly parent. King of Kings, I know this time they may not be in position to pray, heavenly parent, as they are trying to save their dear lives, but we are making a condition on their behalf, heavenly parent, so that they can be able to find your love, they can be able to find your solace, they can be able to find your peace, King of Kings, heavenly parent. We may be very few physically, but we know that we have the majority, who is you and our true parents. We thank you so much, our Lord Jesus Christ, for opening a special way for us to understand the will of God, to understand and be able to welcome our beloved true parents. Thank you so much for this platform, heavenly parent. Thank you so much for uniting us globally through this internet, heavenly parent. We pray that it can continue to give this information to so many people who have not accessed it, heavenly parent. We pray that, heavenly parent, you can even open so many people to check on these links, heavenly parent, where all this is being carried out. They can access free information, they can access a solution of how they can get out of captivity that Satan has put them under. Thank you so much, beloved true parents. Thank you so much for everything that you have given us. Allow me, King of Kings, to close this prayer as I report in the precious name of our true parents, Aju. Amen, amen. Thank you so much.
Amen, amen, Aju, Aju. Thank you so very much, dear Grace. Let's invite Evelyn. Evelyn, can you say a powerful prayer for peace from your place?
Right.
Okay, please, please pray.
All
We
right.
can hear you.
Are you getting me?
Yes.
Okay. So let's pray. Eternal Rock of Ages, Father, we thank you, Lord, so much for this opportunity that we bless your name because you are God. There's none like you. Father, you are the creator of the heavens and the earth. You are the God who knows everything from the beginning to the end. Daddy, we thank you for this forum. We thank you for this program of peace that you have made and brought awareness to many, oh God. We pray, oh Lord, that may this awareness continue to grow in the hearts of the people as they get the knowledge of it, oh God. I pray that may you put in them the burden to advocate for peace, oh God, and to bring solution, oh God, against war. That we pray, oh God, that let may you touch the hearts of the people, oh Lord, that you touch their hearts, Father, and we pray that may peace reign all over the world. May peace reign in these areas where there is war. May peace reign, oh God. We pray for your mighty presence. We pray that may you, oh Lord, today in another way assemble servants of God and give them the burden, oh God, to advocate for peace. Lord Jesus, we bless your name. We give you all the glory. We thank you because you know everything. We pray that may you take this, oh Lord, that they are ahead of us and go before us, that they, as we strive from behind. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed with thanksgiving.
Yeah, thank you very much. So powerful prayer. So good to hear you. May God bless you there. We can hear the nature there. So, Papa, birds singing. Okay. Yeah, thank you very much. Please join my prayer too. Dear Heavenly Parent, we are so happy to meet you live here, right now, in this concrete moment. You bless us across the globe to finish the you dream that you pass us through Jesus to think about kingdom, and just don't think even what to eat and where to sleep, just about kingdom. And this is all our meetings about. We are praying for kingdom, kingdom of love, that is us coming bring, and we are so happy about. Let this real substantial culture that we are here right now, that is destroying borders between nations and continents and even with the spiritual world, is building substantial peace. We are feeling here in the culture of the Messiah coming, that is coming through Messiah words, Messiah songs, and the prayers. Heavenly Parent, as we pray for all Iberian Plus people on the earth, for their salvation, blessing and healing and prosperity, and today to attract love, you inspire us to pray for peace and love today. I pray for their family here, for Irina and Grace in Uganda, for their families, for Evelyn family, all of them in Heavenly Africa, and Archbishop Eugene, and I'm with Julian, Stella, Jan here in Europe, dear Heavenly Parent. Please lead us every day, every hour, second. You pour out every day, every hour, second, the biggest purification and clarity in our life, and we are so happy about that. Finally, after billions of years, you had possibility to send the Messiah coming, and the Astro parents built Holy Kingdom already the 12th year, and all the world is looking for peace and love. Unfortunately, there was a big problem till now because Satan infiltrated that peace equal with weapons, what is never was God's plan. So therefore, our brothers are still fighting. And the love also was corrupted as the family was destroyed by divorce. Dear Heavenly Parent, but now enough is enough. Now God sent through the Messiah coming the marriage blessing of the basic unit of the Heavenly Kingdom of God's nation is a marriage blessing, and the marriage blessing is gluing up one man and one woman forever as their love are growing every day since the marriage, and that is a predestination for all 8 billion plus people to have strong families. So we pray, dear Heavenly Parent, for strong love that nothing could destroy, even as Messiah said, even the bombs. If the bombs hit the couple, they could love even to upper part. So let it be even more, even greater love. Not just love that was till now, corrupting love that was infiltrated human minds and that they was egoistically used it, but love to live for the sake of others. We are living for our eternal spouse, and we are living for our families, for our community, country, and the world. Let this true love that is we feel here in this concrete moment through the Messiah's incoming, through God and direct presence of God, let it fuel everyone who joined this concrete meeting, who watched this video, who shared this video. Let this rain on earth in the last days to purify all the impurities what was in the earth till now and all the wars. Dear Heavenly Parent, you ask us in the scripture to pray for the sick. And we see how much are sick our brothers and sisters, especially those in the leadership position, how much they are fighting with each other globally. But the population elect every president for presidents to rule the countries with love and peace. And this is what we're supposed to remind our presidents, to build substantial peace by 2027. This is predestination for all Albino Plus people on the earth. Everyone, even those who are fighting, they want to live in peace. And let this peace come to them through the dreams, as you say in the scripture, and visions of peace, vision of substantial peace, as Messiah, second coming, only God's son, only God's daughter. They build already heavenly kingdom, already is the 12th year. And just remain to inherit this true love, heavenly kingdom of peace in our life, in our family, communities, countries, and the world, in every country by 2027. It's establishment, settlement already is done. Till now, the humanity was living in the tent. And the tents, they could, everybody kick out them everywhere. But now is time of settlement. Already the time to establish God the temple, that God will reign on earth and govern the earth with all his omnipower is done. Till now, God was, you have possibility, just Heavenly Parent, to help us. And the difficulties was life and death situation. And that is finished already. Now is time to receive this blessing through the Messiah's incoming, only begotten son, only begotten daughter, the true parents of humanity, true father and true mother, the substantiation of the Holy Spirit on earth right now is with us, and the global Pentecost to the fire start already. And if fire up the earth, millions of people already receive Messiah's incoming. And remain just few billions of people to receive it, receive Messiah's incoming, love, and inherit it in their life and their families and community, country, and the world. Build substantial peace. Thy will be done. This is the will to substantiation of the model peace community where God is reigning there and leading the earth. Heavenly Parent, please lead us, illuminate us, and give us this love that we could transpass, overcome all of these difficulties was till now. There are many difficulties in the last days, as we know, the wars around, but we pray for our brothers and sisters. We pray for religious leaders, as Messiah inspired us today, for priests, bishops, archbishops, cardinals, and even the Pope, and all religious leaders, and all the political leaders, all the presidents, prime ministers, kings, and all others, to unite together with the businessmen and billionaires, with the Messiah's second coming, to finish ultimate global peace even more quickly by 2025 is possible with all of this technology, all of the development. Everything is recorded, everything what we are doing, everything what we are searching on the net, everything what we are doing daily is recording there in the net, for thousands of years ahead, and also is even more precious. Messiah said, computers and the spiritual world where eternally is recorded everything, every moment, every thought of any one of human beings. And by this will be the judgment. Dear Heavenly Parent, we are really happy to receive you today, Heavenly Parent. All your wisdom, everything what you want to give to us, we are receiving open-heartedly. And we are doing every day. We are doing by your call this every day. 974th meeting a row, praying for peace, and let we accelerate even further. Let we understand how these miracles work in our life. I really pray that all who are in this meeting to have the miracles that they needed to earn more money, substantialization of the all things in their life, and also meet the prepared people. There are many prepared people in the John the Baptist position to build the kingdom. And please, Heavenly Parent, help us to find them and pass to them this mission, God's mission to build the kingdom and save the lives and pass the marriage blessing. Dear Heavenly Parent, please help us to do it to hundreds, thousands, millions, and billions of people. Everyone is anxious for peace, and the peace has come already. Let every one of us just inherit it. Heavenly Parent, we pray also for health. Let the miracles of healing come in our life, in our concrete life, in my life, in brother and sister's life who are here in this forum, and those who watch this video, and also globally, those who are connecting day by day, are connecting more and more and more with Messiah, only begotten daughter, true mother, suggestion of the Holy Spirit, and let it even accelerate it and unite even more. Let all our brothers and sisters who know about the Messiah, but struggles to get down all of these struggles and unite the Messiah and really rejoice Messiah together through love of God. Heavenly Parent, now is this time and this fearful time and this blessed time with the true love of God. And please lead us global healing that is going right now. We see how purification start already, and is purified the souls, purified the families, community, country, world organizations, purified with true love. That, and we pray, Heavenly Parent, please help us to do your will to purify even more quickly, more greatly, because there is a wound in this 8 billion cells, human body, global human body. There is a wound Eastern Europe and also in the Middle East. Let these wounds heal up as soon as possible. Let the difficulties, the pain of the historical suffering that suffer all the human beings right now, right at this concrete moment with the global Pentecost, second Pentecost after Jesus, right now it's coming, all of this fire to all the 8 billion plus people. Let this purify and clarify the minds to wake up and be substantialization of God's children. We want to inherit God's love, to become God's children, really to purify all of this crazy relationship what was till now, that toxic relationship that was infiltrated by Satan. We want to purify it and build just true love relationship in our life, in our family, community, country, and the world, and even globally in the spiritual world. This greater process, let it, as it already started and is developing, accelerated every day, every hour, every second, let it really go even more quickly. We want peace right now, right here. We want healing right now, right here. And this we pray that God's will be done, because you, Heavenly Parent, ask us to pray for the sick, and we are here and pray for the sick of all 8 billion plus people on the earth, all who are suffering. Even we don't know that, many of us don't know about God, and therefore they are suffering with all of these struggles of the ideas of suicide on others, of fighting and other corrupted love and love of the marriage and corruption and stealing and wars and fighting All of these sins is supposed to vanish away because 12 years of the era of direct presence of God is just right now, right here. And the era without any trace of sin is here to purify everything. Please receive this day as a pure offering, Heavenly Parent, and lead us every day, every hour, second, even more quickly, and receive this short report. I pray in my name as Nikolai Kirpalas and blessed family. Adieu. Amen, amen, amen. Yeah, thank you very much, brothers and sisters. So
amen.
Nice
adieu.
To meet you. Meet you tomorrow, same time, same place. Please come with your friends and family. Let them all rejoice God. Direct presence.
Okay. Good night.